It's Monday. Here with the Test in the Papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Gavin. I gave my youth and beauty to men. I gave my wisdom and experience to animals. So said Brigitte Bardot, whose death was announced yesterday, and her photo is on the front pages of all of today's papers. The Independent says she was mentioned in songs by Bob Dylan, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Olivia Rodrigo and Chapel Rowan. The Irish Times notes that she was unhappy with her film career, saying, "I've not had very much chance to act. Mostly, I've just had to undress." After retiring from film, The Independent says Bardot devoted herself to animal welfare and French right-wing politics. She was in court 5 times for inciting hatred against Muslims. While The Times quotes her as saying, "I don't care about looking conservative. I just want to assuage my soul and protect the animals." Coincidentally, there are a number of animal welfare stories in the papers this morning. Just over the page from its Bardot coverage, The Independent has a report on puppy farms here. There are pictures of maltreated dogs and the statistic that every year puppy farms in Ireland export at least 30,000 dogs into illegal markets abroad. The same story is in The Mail, which also has a report about a cuddly toy on sale in Harrods in London for £4,000 and which is made from real mink fur. While in the Independent letters pages, John Fitzgerald bemoans the fact that hare coursing and fox hunting are still legal in Ireland. A ban on fox hunting was defeated, he says, whoppingly in the Dáil just before Christmas. And the business of Leinster House is treated in several papers this morning. The Irish Sun has an end-of-year report card for the government. Scores range from 2 out of 10 for housing to 7 out of 10 for immigration. Elsewhere, The Sun interviews Taoiseach Micheál Martin, in which he says there'll be a reset in health services for children and a full inquiry into the case of scoliosis patient, the late Harvey Morrison Sherratt. And if you're of a certain age and want to be thrust chillingly back to the affairs of government of 1994, take a look at Steve Humphrey's famous photo in the Irish Independent this morning. It's a black and white image of paedophile priest Father Brendan Smith being led by prison officers in handcuffs. He's glaring down into Humphrey's camera, his head filling the frame. The picture is part of a report from Ralph Regal on the state papers of the time. He explains how the political to-ing and fro-ing over the handling of the cases of two paedophile priests led to the fall of the Fianna Fáil Labour government, while Humphrey's photo of the glowering head bearing down succinctly illustrates what was really at issue. In other news, several papers report that the HSE has been told to compensate a Lithuanian man for discriminating against him over his driving record. As a result, he had a job offer withdrawn. Sean McCorry, reporting in The Examiner, says that the Workplace Relations Commission found that the discrimination had been seemingly unintentional, but still ordered the HSE to pay the man €13,000. Most papers report that scientists at the University of Galway have been growing small clumps of brain cells, so-called mini-brains. The Mirror says that with these, they've made discoveries that could benefit studies into strokes, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And on the diseases of ageing, Joe Humphreys in the Irish Times has a list of things you can do to age healthily. They include being curious, daring to hope. He says, stop fussing over your children, and to age really healthily, you should be playful. On that, he notes George Bernard Shaw's aphorism, we don't stop playing because we grow old because we stop playing.
Ronan Kelly,